This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The spokesperson for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said on Wednesday the leadership welcomes the recognition of a Palestinian state.
The recognition today of three important European countries is very important for the sake of peace, for the sake of seeking a two-state solution according to the international law. And we hope that the other European countries will follow, because this is the only way to achieve peace and stability in the world.
The spokesman made the comments outside the Palestinian Authority's office in Ramallah after Ireland, Spain, and Norway announced they would recognize a Palestinian state on May 28th. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the move was aimed at accelerating efforts to secure a ceasefire in Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. Spain and its allies have spent months lobbying European nations, including France, Portugal, Belgium, and Slovenia, to garner support for the recognition of a Palestinian state. In response, Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz ordered the immediate return of the Israeli ambassadors to the three countries for consultations and warned of further severe consequences. The International Court of Justice says it will rule Friday on South Africa's request to order a halt to Israel's Rafah offensive in Gaza. South Africa had asked the ICJ last week to order a halt to Israel's offensive in Gaza, and in Rafah in particular, to ensure the survival of the Palestinian people. The demand for such an emergency measure is part of a larger case brought before the World Court by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide. Israel said the claim that it is violating the 1948 Genocide Convention makes a mockery of the crime of genocide. The court has previously rejected Israel's demand to throw out the case and has ordered it to prevent acts of genocide against the Palestinians. This is VOA News. The leaders of some of the most prominent colleges in the United States will testify before a congressional committee Thursday about recent pro-Palestinian protests on their campuses. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Scheduled to testify today at a hearing by the House Committee on Education and the Workforce are heads of Northwestern University, Rutgers, and University of California, Los Angeles. Lawmakers want to hear about the concessions that schools gave to pro-Palestinian protesters to end demonstrations and clear their encampments on their campuses, as well as allegations of anti-Semitism. Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have been high on campuses since the fall, and spiked in recent weeks with some 3,000 arrests nationwide. Previous hearings before the committee focused on private Ivy League colleges. Today's hearing, for the first time, focuses on large public universities. Donna Warder, Washington.
Taiwan scrambled jets and put its missile, naval, and land units on alert Thursday after China launched military exercises around the self-governing island. Beijing described the drills as punishment in response to so-called separatist acts. Taiwan's defense ministry described the drills as an irrational provocation that is jeopardizing regional peace and stability. The drills were conducted just 3 days after the inauguration of Taiwan President Lai Ching-te. China denounced President Lai's inauguration speech, in which he called on China to stop its threats against the self-ruled island. China views democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory and has threatened to take control of the island by any means necessary, including force. Lai's offer to hold talks with China has repeatedly been rejected. He says only Taiwan's people can decide their future and rejects Beijing's claim of sovereignty. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Thursday that police reinforcements in New Caledonia will remain as long as required after arriving in the French-ruled Pacific Island to try and bring an end to deadly riots triggered by a controversial electoral reform bill. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has details.
In a meeting with political and business leaders, Macron held a moment of silence for people who lost their lives in the recent unrest. Six people have died so far in protests triggered by anger at electoral reforms passed by lawmakers in mainland France to let more French nationals vote in New Caledonia's elections, a move the local Kanak people fear will dilute their votes and make it harder for any future referendum on independence to pass. Macron has said the island's state of emergency won't be lifted until protesters remove their blockades. He said additional security of around 3,000 officers would remain even during the Paris Olympics.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.